He is a bird. Your cat is a bird. It's adorable. So, okay, and all right. So we're all doing updates here. So, okay. First off, Ashley Black. So she was a girl from Layton. And if you guys haven't heard any of these, they're on the website. They're actually linked up, so then you can actually go to the website page and her page and then find her episode that way. Or, I mean, you can just scroll down, and I'm not sure what number episodes they are, but okay. So she was the girl that was in Layton, matched with this guy on Tinder.
Okay.
And they'd known each other for less than 24 hours. And he called police saying, I just killed someone.
Oh, okay.
And there was like an arrest made, but there wasn't any official statements or anything. Like, he was in custody, but he hadn't been charged. Well, now he has been charged. And they found out that he choked her and stabbed her to death. Yeah, basically because they ordered alcoholic drinks. They had shots before going back to his home. She refused him, so he killed her.
Ah!
Yep.
No, I'm glad he had an appropriate reaction.
Yeah, that's what you get when you find guys on Tinder.
I guess that's true. You probably shouldn't find people on Tinder in general.
Well, and Tinder is for hookups, so for him to think, hey, I'm not justifying him fucking killing her at all, okay? I'm just saying that when you're going on Tinder, you're going to hook up. Let's just put that out there. If you don't know this already, if you're going on Tinder, it's a hookup site.
Yeah.
I'm not by any means saying that she deserved it or whatever. No, absolutely not. That's horrible. And if someone says no, guess what? That means motherfucking no.
Yeah.
It means no, no matter how many drinks they have with you or whatever.
Yeah.
So even if they go back to your house, no means no. And don't kill someone for it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then I've got an update on Daniela Vane. So this has been 2 years since this happened with her. So a little backstory on her. She was a single mom, and she went out one night with her. So she was really excited because she just bought this brand new car. I mean, it's not a new car, it's an old used car, but I mean, she bought it with her own money, and she was really excited because she's a single mom, and like, yeah, this is her big first purchase. Like, she paid full cash for it.
All right.
And I don't know if you remember, but she went out and celebrated with one of her friends. So she went out and they went bar hopping, and then they were supposed to meet at the gas station to go to another bar, mm-hmm, before like heading up another bar, like, you know, oh, let's grab some drinks or whatever, snacks and whatever, and then go to another bar. Well, she never showed back up, and they found her dead on the side of the road in her car.
Yeah. It's so horrible.
So here's the update on that. Okay. This has been 2 years since this has happened to her. Her car was just sold on auction for $25.
Oh, well, okay.
And then it was shipped to the Ukraine.
The Ukraine. Okay.
Okay. This car is a crime scene. This car is where the single mom's body was found. Like, Daniela's body was found in that car.
But and her, why would we treat that like a crime scene? Why would the cops do that?
Oh, exactly, right? Her family is absolutely furious. She's like, so is this case open? Is it closed? Like, why are you selling her car? Like, why didn't you notify us of you selling her car? Because her mom's like, I would have bought the car for $25. Like, I would have paid more for that. Like, I would have bought the car.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they didn't give any update. And like, she's absolutely furious about it, which is understandable. Reasonable. Yeah. And so the cops have still not commented on, I mean, this was literally, I got this update May 24th. So they haven't commented on it.
Okay.
So, there you go. There's an update on that, which is, that's weird, right?
Yes.
So
That is extreme levels of weird.
Yeah. Okay. And here's another update. We've got Grinch and Anthony. So last time we knew her husband had to have done something with her disappearance. He's the one that's claimed that she died of COVID.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I think that one's more recent than the other ones. Yeah. So her husband claimed that she died of COVID. Well, and he did come in, they questioned him, like they booked him in, they questioned him, and then they let him go because they didn't have enough evidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then they get a warrant to like search him and everything, like, and to bring him in again. Well, he's on the run for 6 months.
Okay.
And they finally found him. It was a manhunt, like up to 6 states, 2,000 miles on. So this is pretty new too. On March 31st, 2021, he was finally in custody.
Okay.
So they actually, so they had him in there, and they're like, we obtained a search warrant for your arrest. And she's like, he's like, okay, she's alive. And he continues to say that she's alive and is like adamant that she's alive. She's like, okay. Yeah, we went on vacation together and then she just like took off because they were having marital problems and they were fighting. So he's like, well, she's still alive, but she's just somewhere in Costa Rica. I'm like, okay. Like, no, dude, we know you did it.
Yeah, no kidding.
And actually, props to them for doing this. They decided to take him to court anyway.
Okay.
Unlike what they didn't do with Susan Powell.
Yeah.
So they have no body, no actual full-on proof that he did do this.
Okay.
The cops do lie and say, oh, well, we have video, which I thought was odd. And I mean, honestly, this could have been thrown out in court, but like, so I watched the interview video and they told him that they had video of him dragging her body.
Wow.
That's a big assumption to make, especially when you don't have that.
Yep.
To make a confession.
Yeah.
And this is where I feel like a lot of people could false confess, like, well, maybe I was drunk or something and I don't remember it, or did something happen and I just blocked it out.
Yeah, no kidding,
right? I was shocked by that. This does play out in their favor though. He does admit to doing it and actually tells them where her body is.
All right,
but I was shocked by that. I really, really feel like, dude, if this guy pushed it, he could have got off.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. Like, oh my gosh. Like, some of the... they could have fucked this up so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he kept saying that she was alive until, like, he goes to court, like, the day of. And then he decided he was going to take a plea bargain of where he gets 38 years in jail with a chance of parole and rights to see his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
As long as he showed him where she was buried. Jeez. And I'm sitting here like, 38 years with a chance of a parole. So if you get good behavior, most people are saying like maybe 21 years, and he gets rights to see his daughter. She doesn't get rights to see her daughter.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, and I mean, I bet you too, it was something that the family had to decide. Are we going to bring Gretchen home? Or do we allow this? Like, anyway, so he drew up where it was. It honestly was behind a Walmart and next to a retirement home.
Oh.
He took 2 days to dig this hole, and in broad daylight, he dumped her there.
And okay.
No one noticed. some guy coming back and forth right by a retirement center and right by a Walmart. Like, they are close together. Like, it is this patch, just like this patch of grass.
What? How does no one notice that?
I don't know. I don't know.
That seems like something you would notice.
Someone. Hello. Tons of people are walking in and out of Walmart. Plus, then you've got this retirement center where people work and people live. And, okay. I understand, too, if one of the older people from retirement's like, there's a guy out there digging a hole. Because, like, Dustin's grandma says weird shit all the time. Like, she told us the other day to look at the cat that was climbing up the wall. So.
Okay.
I understand that, but, like.
I mean, did you look? What if there was legit a cat climbing the wall? Because that would have been really interesting.
Yeah, I would have been. So, of course I did.
Okay, just thought I'd check.
I had to make sure. Come on. That's the thing, is it's like, really? No one saw anything? You didn't notice for 2 days that a sketchy guy is out there digging a fucking hole.
I mean, I guess maybe they noticed and they just didn't know what to do about it. I mean, if you notice, if you think he's a worker or something, maybe. Like, if you see some guy digging a hole, what are you going to do?
Yeah, but he didn't have, like, any, like, work clothes or anything. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, maybe he wouldn't say anything or think that was suspicious at all, but I don't know. I mean, but then, again, you know, I mean, this was less than a mile from his house. So, and then you hear that this woman goes missing. You're not going to think of anything suspicious. Like, I don't know.
Hang on one second. Where are you driving? Anyway, he was out digging the hole, not wearing work clothes.
But again, also, how many times do you think, oh, it's just going to be in the middle of broad daylight?
But I mean, if someone was doing construction, you'd think it was the middle of broad daylight.
Yeah. But how does he get her body in the hole and bury it in broad daylight?
Okay, I want you to remember, though, people do not report things. Like, there was this case I heard about once. Okay, I'm not 100% positive this is true, but it very possibly is, too. And this guy murdered his mother and kicked her head down the road like a soccer ball. What? And everyone is so just assumed it was fake or didn't notice or didn't want to get involved. So he kicks her head like four blocks, like a soccer ball, and no one did a thing.
What?
Okay. So people, or if you scream for help on the side of the road, if you're like being raped, how often does anyone actually do anything? People don't get involved. So I guess I bet some people even thought something about it and were like, it's weird, wonder why that guy's digging a hole, but then just didn't do anything because what are they going to do?
It's so weird.
That's my best guess as to what's going on here, though. It's just like people notice, but once again, what are they going to do? Call the cops because the guy's digging a hole.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially, you're not going to think, oh, it's going to be a gravesite for his dead wife, especially in the middle of broad daylight.
I mean, putting the body in there, I mean, that probably did look a little weird. I mean, I assume he had it covered, but still, that part's suspicious. But the actual digging of the hole, I can see how it got overlooked. Still horrible. But.
Yeah. I do want to throw out that Gretchen, she also was an author. That's what she did. So,
like, published professionally?
Yeah.
Oh, props to her.
She had like meditation books and a lot of self-help books. Kids are gonna ask books, like how to, you know, talk to your kids about
really
everything. Yeah, she actually wrote that type.
Okay, that's kind of interesting.
Actually, so she had one that she was working on, but it wasn't fully published yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so her sister went out and just, like, published it this year. It's called Behaving Like Adults. It's basically, it's a humor, like emotional and surprises being like, oh, we're supposed to behave, you know, this way, but we also need to just relax and chill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay. That's a pretty good collection there.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, if you guys also want to check her out, you can get a free Audible going to audibletrial.com/crimetheoriespodcast. And you guys can check out her books too if you guys are interested. I plugged them in on the website as well, and I'll plug them in down below as well if you guys want to check them out. So my next update that I've got here is Rico Harris.
Ooh, alien guy.
So a sighting was made, and this is pretty new, on May 24th, 2021.
Okay.
Someone thinks that they saw Rico in Washington living on the streets, but by the time cops could do a welfare check, the man was gone, and he hasn't been confirmed or denied if that was him.
Oh.
So that, and the last sighting before that, though, has been in 2014.
Okay.
So we don't know. I mean, the man was gone by that time. I think someone just called it in, like, while they were driving or walking by or something, be like, that kind of looks like him. Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, who knows? Thing is we don't know. I mean, there could be, there was that, that Aubrey teenager that was missing for like 3 years that was on the streets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it, you never know. So, yeah. Okay. And then we've got an update on Ahmaud Arbery.
Okay.
So the three men that are involved in killing Ahmaud are now in custody. They haven't been in custody up until this point. Okay. So Travis McMitchell and his father, Gregory McMitchell, and his father, Gregory McMitchell, was an old police officer. Mm-hmm. And 51-year-old William Brian, mm-hmm. he's the one that filmed the whole thing. So he's the one that actually didn't get his gun out or anything. He just filmed it.
Yeah.
But they are all charged on hate crimes and attempted kidnapping charges. And all three of them have decided to, you know, plead not guilty, because obviously they're not guilty because there's video of it.
Mm-hmm.
Appeared in federal court on Tuesday. If you guys don't know Ahmaud's story, a little background on him. He was literally a teenager running down the street, and these guys thought he was suspicious because the color of his skin and decided to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys want to hear about it, it's, you know, we also have it down in our podcast here. So yeah, they went to court and they did. They actually were able to, Arbery's father was actually able to confront all three of these men.
Okay.
And his mom didn't appear. I can't blame her. I mean, I can't blame her.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's really emotional, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the judge took the time to walk through all the charges and decided that these are federal. So they are going to the federal court. And that is sentenced for October 18th of this year. Okay. So the two guys that murder charges, their charges can be life in prison for murder. But the kidnapping is a maximum of 20 years. And the guy that just shot it, like, just viewed it all and didn't do anything, he could potentially have 10 years in prison.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because he shot it and didn't do anything about it. So, and they said, too, they're still trying to review all the footage and find out. They're not 100% sure which gun from the father or the son actually is the leading blow.
Mm-hmm.
Because both of them had their guns out. and they're not sure exactly which one is the one that actually hit him. So they have to determine that too, to determine who's getting the, you know, murder sentence there.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are my updates for now. Nice little chunk, I thought.
Yeah, definitely some good information.
So, well, hey, you know, that with that sighting though, you could still have, you know, Rico got abducted by aliens and then was dropped back off and doesn't remember. Yeah.
No kidding.
And now he just doesn't remember who he is or anything. Or who's gonna, I mean, like, also though, I mean, people are gonna ask questions. So it's like, well, who, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty pathetic.
So anyway, yeah, guys, well, I hope you enjoyed this little update we got going on this week. And you guys, you have sent in some, some of your stories too. So we'll be going through those and we'll do those. I think probably next is what we're going to do for those. So.
Because we love hearing those stories.
Yes, yes, we do.
Let us know if you like them. We'll continue to do them. This will be our second one, but
I find them interesting. So, all right, guys. Well, just keep
fucking
going.